Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2075, recorded on Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome three new listeners, all from the Norwich area. Mrs. Joan Loveday, Mr. Leonard Scott and Mary McLean. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features. One on a unique education centre that closed a century ago, and the other on how hundreds of brooches found in East Anglia tell us about our Viking history. We also have letters to the evening news along with information desk. We begin with news stories, which include submission to an inspector for the case in support of the Anglia Square revamp and a lifetime ban for a Norwich City fan. But first, a man in his 40s has been killed in a crash on the NDR while stopped by the roadside.
The driver was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash on the Norwich Northern Distributor Road at Horsham St Faith near the A140 slip road towards Helsdon. Police believe the man, who had stopped his blue BMW on the roadside, was inspecting the car for damage after hitting an animal. He was then hit in a crash between two vehicles, an orange MG3 driven by a man and a small silver car similar to a Peugeot 106 or Citroën C1 driven by a woman thought to be in her 20s. The incident marks the first time someone has been killed on the road since it fully opened last year.
A Norwich consultant has been named as a world-leading expert on diabetes. Ketan Dattaria, who is also an honorary professor of medicine at the University of East Anglia, is ranked fourth in the world on Expertscape for his work on a life-threatening diabetic complication called diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA. Professor Dattaria, who tops the list in the UK and Europe, said, "I am hugely honoured to be featured on this power list of leading DK experts. Through years of research, dedication and hard work, we have learnt so much about the condition, but there are still so many things that we need to understand." DKA develops when the body produces high levels of acid in the blood. He said, "It's a serious problem, so it's imperative that healthcare teams are aware of the symptoms before serious damage is done." The professor is also president of diabetes and endocrine at the Royal Society of Medicine.
The fan who streaked across the pitch during Norwich City's Premier League opener against Liverpool has been banned from Carrow Road for life. Norwich City Football Club has issued a statement saying the fan, who had gone on to the pitch from the stand reserved from the Canaries fans, has been banned from Carrow Road and would also be subject to legal proceedings. They said Norwich City can confirm the individual who entered the field of play from the stand at Anfield on Friday night did not hold an away membership with the club and did not purchase a ticket via our official club channels. The individual has now been banned for life from Carrow Road and will also be subject to legal proceedings. Please be aware that any other person who encroaches on the pitch at any fixture involving Norwich City will be handled with the same punishment.
Paying interest on the loan which allowed the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to be built will cost more than £500,000 every year for the next 50 years, it has been revealed. Norfolk County Council has borrowed £26.5 million towards the NDR, and it will cost around £530,000 a year to pay the interest on that over the next five decades, before the council then pays back the lump sum of £26.5 million it borrowed. The Department for Transport gave £96.5 million to the council, but that was just for the stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A140 at Norwich Airport. The council wanted to continue the road, now known as the Broadland Northway, to the A1067. It secured £10 million from the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership and £40 million from developers to do so. But the council contributed £56.8 million. Some came from reserves, but £26.5 million was borrowed from the Public Works Loan Board at a fixed interest rate of 2%.
With streaming sites and Hollywood blockbusters dominating the film industry, one Norwich man and his collector's shop have fought to keep the spirit of cinema alive. Nestled away on St Gregory's Alley in the movie shop, which for the past three decades has been a treasure trove of unique films, magazines, books and memorabilia. Peter Cossey from Mile Cross was inspired by the record shops of his youth when he opened the shop in 1985.
The controversial redevelopment of Anglia Square would be the most significant housing project within the city of Norwich over the next decade, council bosses have told the inspector, who will decide whether it goes ahead. Norwich City Council's planning committee agreed in December last year to grant permission to developer Western Homes for the £271 million scheme at Anglia Square. The scheme would see the shopping centre and neighbouring Sovereign House demolished, replaced with new blocks, including 1,234 homes, a cinema, car parks, a 200-bed hotel and a new home for Surrey Chapel. Members of City Hall's planning committee voted by 7-5 in favour of the scheme, despite hundreds of objections, including from the Dean and Chapter of Norwich Cathedral. But the matter was called in by the then Community Secretary, James Brokenshire, after a request from objectors, including Historic England, which was concerned about the impact of the proposed development with its 20-storey tower on Norwich's character. The inquiry over the plans will take place next January, and Norwich City Council submitted its statement of case to the inspector, in which the council looks to explain and justify its decision to grant permission. Officers say the site's development would bring new jobs, housing, a boost to the economy, substantial public benefit and environmental enhancements.
When built in the 1950s, it was a base for the bobbies on the beat, tasked with serving hundreds of post-war homes on Norwich's Tuxwood and Lakenham estates. But now, a former police section box and its accompanying police station look likely to join the ranks of residential properties themselves after plans were lodged to turn them into homes. Norfolk Constabulary has asked Norwich City Council for permission to turn the two-storey Tuxwood police station and the brick-built police box next door into housing. Permission is sought to turn the police station, which is in Abbott Road, into a home, while the section box, which fronts Hall Road, would become a two-bed bungalow.
Now to letters from the Evening News.